From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, November the 25th through Sunday, November 27th. Thanksgiving is over and the Christmas season is upon us. Greg Hudson reports in the Daily Mail that visitors lined Main Street in Catskill on Friday, November the 24th for the village's annual light parade. The annual event launched the holiday season and featured dozens of floats and decorated vehicles from local businesses and Greene County fire departments. The popular holiday characters Olaf the Snowman, the Grinch, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer all took part. Catskill Elks Lodge exalted ruler Tim Reed said from the back of the club's holiday float, and I quote, "It's great to be here. It's an honor to be part of this," end quote. In Kingston, Sinterklaas, joined by Rip Van Winkle this year, arrived via tugboat on the Hudson River. The boat docked at the Maritime Museum downtown before setting off down the Roundout Creek. Town of Livingston will kick off its annual Christmas celebration next weekend. The festivities include a holiday supper on Friday, December the 2nd at the Linlithgow Reformed Church on Church Road, followed by the annual Christmas tree lighting and carol sing at the town gazebo. The Hudson Opera House will celebrate the 20th anniversary of Winter Walk on Saturday, December the 3rd, with the local debut of Unsilent Night, a community musical parade composed by Phil Klein. The event will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM and at WGXC.org beginning at 5 p.m. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential that the executive chamber staff spent the holiday weekend reviewing 133 bills requiring action by Monday, November the 28th. In addition, there are 25 more items awaiting action on the governor's desk, and a variety of bills have not been handed up by the legislature yet. That list includes the Indigent Legal Services Bill. Earlier this month, the legislative bodies in both Columbia and Greene counties passed resolutions urging Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to sign the measure into law and ease the burden on individual counties now paying for public defenders. The law would require the state to fully reimburse counties for the cost of indigent legal services by 2023. The cost of public defenders and related expenses statewide is estimated to be more than $450 million a year. Chow Ravens reports in Face magazine that Hudson Valley composer and experimental musician Pauline Oliveros died at the age of 84. The news was first reported on Instagram on Friday, November the 25th. Oliveros pioneered the concept of deep listening. She was a founding member of the San Francisco Tape Music Center in the 1960s and collaborated with Terry Riley and modular synthetist Morton Subotnick. On November 21st, she read from John Cage's letter at an event in Manhattan, which was broadcast live on WGXC. Of Oliveros, the Daily Freeman wrote, she, and I quote, was a constant local presence, but her influence is worldwide, end quote. Oliveros was a longtime resident of Kingston. The MidHudsonNews.com reported that the state of New York is close to having half of all families statewide living without sufficient income and resources for housing, food, child care, transportation, and health care, according to a report just released by the United Way of New York State. The United Way in 16 states have participated in ALICE for the past 2 years. ALICE stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed and looks for the growing population of residents working but still struggling to afford the basic necessities. Brian Hassett, CEO of the United Way of the Greater New York Region, said, and I quote, "Our report shows that this is not an urban or rural issue. It affects every corner of our state. Too many New Yorkers find themselves above the poverty line, but below the economic line that allows them to provide health care and educational advantages for their children and to save for their own future," end quote. The New York ALICE report revealed 44% of New York households can no longer afford all of life's basic necessities, including food, shelter, child care, transportation, and health care. Nearly 1 million New Yorkers working in retail sales, the restaurant industry, and home health services are paid below $20,500 a year, or $10.25 an hour. The ALICE threshold for survival as a single adult, and from 2007 to 2014, the cost of housing, food, and health care statewide far exceeded the rise in salaries, thus increasing the number of ALICE households. The report also includes recommendations for both short and long-term strategies intended to help ALICE families. Chris McKenna reported at the Prey that the Open Primaries Organization announced last week it sent Vermont Senator Barry Sanders a letter signed by more than 3,400 voters online urging him to attend a hearing in a case challenging the legality of New York's closed primaries on December the 6th. New York City lawyer Mark Moody filed the lawsuit in April after he was unable to vote in the state's Democratic presidential primary. New York currently has 2.5 million active voters with no party affiliation, slightly fewer than the 2.6 million people registered as Republicans. Several hundred thousand other voters are enrolled in minor parties and are therefore ineligible to vote in Democrat or Republican primaries. John Opdyke, president of Open Primaries, said, and I quote, "It is a problem that independent voters are being excluded from the political conversation at precisely a moment in our country's history that their voice is most needed. We need more open doors and more participation, not less, to grow our state. I hope Senator Sanders will support it," end quote. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that registered voters in the Rhinebeck School District will go to the polls on December the 6th to decide the fate of a $12.09 million capital project proposal. Items included in the plan are similar at both the Middle High School building and Chancellor Livingston Elementary School. Included are interior doors and hardware, kitchen ceilings, telephone systems, entrance railways, skylights, roof ladders, roof recoating, exterior doors, and windows and lighting replacement. Superintendent Joseph Phelan said the project also includes replacing the floor-to-ceiling windows at Chancellor Livingston Elementary School. Polls are open from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the middle school, 45 North Park Road. Rosa Atson reported in the Register Star that Hudson's Savonia Bar and Restaurant will close next weekend. Now located at 214 Warren Street, the Savonia will be open for the 20th annual Winter Walk on Saturday and for one final football tailgate outside the building on Sunday, December the 4th. Owners Jack and Barbara Walthor have owned and operated the Savonia for 34 years. It is one of the few black-owned businesses in Hudson. Barbara Walthor confirmed the building has been sold to Roy Falsetto and Max Cincy, co-owners of the Cameo restaurant, located in the 300 block of Warren Street. Walthor said, and I quote, "It used to be the Howard Hotel, so there has been some talk of bringing that back. I think the Savonia Lounge might be turned into an event space. We're looking forward to spending more time with our three children, Jacob Jr., Marcus, and Nona, and our six grandchildren," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "It has truly been a pleasure to have been a part of the fabric of Hudson for the past 34 years," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 43 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of rain, mainly after 5 a.m., there will be increasing clouds with a low around 32. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, there will be rain, mainly after 7 a.m., a high temperature of 48 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of rain before midnight, then a chance of showers, mainly between midnight and 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 51 degrees. Wednesday night, rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 44. The sun rose this morning at 7:02 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:25 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, about a minute and a half less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 28th day of November 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.